Charlie, KO4HKX, KI4DTY. KI4DTY clear.
KA3JCA, KO4WWZ. KA3JCA, KO4WWZ. No contact. Next station, W4DJW, KO4WWZ. Contact
KO4WWZ,
mobile and
listening. KO4WWZ, KO4PXB.
Hello, how you doing?
Well, like I said, I know you, it's kind of strange hearing you on this time of the hour, because I know you were saying you were having to, your work was having you, so you could get on a little bit earlier during the lunch time. You been doing okay?
Yeah, I've been doing all right.
What you
been up to lately?
Yeah, I'm about 5'11", 240.
Okay. All right, smarty pants.
Again, like I said, took Monday and Tuesday off. We went to the one of the water parks there in Charlotte for my we celebrated two of my daughter's birthdays at the same place, so that way it just made it a lot easier than having to separate it since they're born a month apart.
Well, that's good, man. I'm glad y'all did that. I bet that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it could have been hectic. The because one of my daughters has five children, and at first off, they wanted to go shopping and leave the kids in the water park, and I gave the H to the no on that one. It's like, nope, you're not leaving us in the water park with, you know, your five kids while you go out shopping and relax. That just wasn't happening.
Understand that. New radio. It's on the way because I got a new radio.
I heard you talk about it. What kind did you get?
Got the Master Class Special with the Bridgecom Stride Ridge Hotspot and the Anytone 878 UV2 Plus. It's going to be programmed with the Ultra Code Plug, and it's going to come with all of the accessories plus a three hand mic.
The 878, like a HT, and the other one just a stationary unit, or is it all mobile?
878 is a DMR HT, and the other unit is the hotspot to come with it.
Cool. I've got an 878, but it's not the UV Plus, but it, like I said, it's definitely a nice radio and very rugged. Like I said, I enjoy mine, and also my military unit has the 878 UV Pluses, and like I said, I really enjoy them. That's why I bought one of the Anytones of my own.
Didn't know there was a military version. What's that like?
There's no difference. It's just the Anytone 878. There's just a UV Plus. It has the Bluetooth and other functions to it. The that's just the radio that the military had bought, and it's got its own code plug in it that has all the radio frequencies in it.
Nice. That's really nice.
It is definitely nice. The only issue that we really seen so far is because a lot of places we're at, there's a lot of trees and stuff, so that gets kind of blocks up the signal when it's not clear line of sight. We'll be getting one. Like I said, it's just we got to go through military fundings to get it. But like I said, you know, we're working on getting that. And also the state has two repeaters that work with this radio system. When we're in field operations, we just have to go get it and if we want to use it.
So are you a member of the military?
I caught the last part of that, something about the military.
I was asking, are you a member of the Armed Forces?
Retired from active duty. Now I'm a part of the South Carolina State Guard, which we only do natural disasters in South Carolina and other operations like that. But we do not deploy into any combat areas and stuff like that. We don't even carry weapons at this time.
Matt, well, first off, thank you very much for your service to our country. I know that's said often. Stand by, I'm getting a call from the ham. All right, hold on. KO3JCA, are you on frequency KO from WWZ? KO4WWZ for ID. Lloyd, are you still in there? For PhD, KO4WWZ. For KO4WWZ and listening. Sorry about that, Lloyd.
For DTY. KI4DTY, N4ZLK.
DTY, hey Shane, how's it going?
Well, I hope you are. I'm going to give you a hard time. I haven't heard you on the radio in so long, and I guess you haven't been on the radio. You forgot what your call was, and you forgot who you were calling.
Yeah, tell me about it. It was pretty messy there. I was over here on 25 coming down from Asheville, and I was passing Patrick. I thought maybe he had his radio on, and my clamor to try to grab the mic and get on there real quick and beat my horn, I forgot how to actually talk on the radio.
But you get away with anything. So I expect the same treatment. If I mess up, I expect it to be pointed out.
I haven't heard you mess up, but I'll try to catch it. But hey, how about you? Where have you been? I think you had, what, a 4-week vacation or something?
Oh, man.
It wasn't 4 weeks. It was only 2. It felt like about 1.5 days. But I've been back for a couple of weeks now. And hello, Chandler, N4ZLK. Go ahead.
Hello there, Shane. I was just wanting to know if I could join in on this Q show and talk with you guys for a little while.
Well, you go right ahead. And let's see. Go ahead, Daniel.
Talking to Patrick about you a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, I haven't heard Shane. Is he, what's he doing? He said, oh, he's on vacation. He's got all that vacation time built up. So you were gone. I wasn't sure if you were just doing a stay-home vacation out of town or what you were doing. And so I thought I'd pick on you a little bit for that.
Home, but we had some friends in and couldn't get to the radio. We did a lot of day trips, things like that. And then the second week, I was busy doing other stuff. I got on the radio a little bit, but not as much as I wanted, and didn't get other things done that I wanted either. That's just the way it is. Go ahead, Chandler, KO4WWZ, N4ZLK.
Sounds like you had a good time, Shane. I'm just wondering, how have you guys been?
I've been doing good, just staying busy, trying to stay out of trouble the best I can. Other than that, just enduring this heat the best I can.
Like I said, I was just real busy while I had my time off. I had to come back to work to rest. How about you?
I'm doing all right. I'm actually in a very good mood. I just got a new radio, and it's on the way to my house.
Is that, I think I heard you talking earlier, is that the 878?
Well, I know you'll enjoy it.
Sure. The payment's not going to be enjoyable, but it's only 8 payments, so I ain't really too upset about it.
What range does that cover?
The It's Tornado 440. It's DMR. I believe it will also cover the GMRS.
878, is that Yates or is that that BTEC?
Tone, it's Anytone 878 UV2+.
Too cool. I hope you enjoy that radio. I was looking at that. I couldn't remember if it was the Anytone or the BTEC or what it was, but that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, I need to just look at them. I hear all these numbers thrown out by everybody. I need to look and see what they are. I'm not into DMR yet. I'm not sure when I will. Maybe I will eventually.
I actually bought a Baltic, or however you want to say it. Bought that with a DMRS on it, specific for it, but I haven't used it yet. But no, that Anytone 858, that's an HT. That's a nice little radio, but yeah, I think you'll enjoy it.
KO4WWZ for ID, KO4DTY, and 4 is that okay? Roger that, I think I will too. I'm hoping it's everything I want it to be.
Warren has been helping you out, so you found a treasure in him. I know he likes to help, and he knows a lot about it, it seems like, so I know you really appreciate that.
I really do. I am grateful for his help. It is a pleasure to always have help from a fellow ham. And to be honest, I'm going to go ahead and say that he is probably going to be considered one of my elders, just like Chad.
Breaking the repeater, but you weren't holding it, and I couldn't copy. I was in the truck, but I have to go, guys. I'm turning into my next pickup. Daniel, Chandler, good to hear you. You guys have a good evening. And 4 is that okay?
My next location to Shane and Chandler. Thanks for the QSO, and Shane, I will try to keep up my practice on my call signs and try not to chew them up too bad. But you guys have a great day, and hopefully I'll catch you soon. This is KI4DTY, and I'll be clear.
KI4DTY, 73 Syrup, it was a pleasure talking to you. Yeah, it's been a true pleasure to have the QSO, and I hope to talk to you guys, to you on the down the line very soon. Same goes for you, Shane. KO4WWZ listening. And KN4CHY, I believe that was you. Keep trying, and I'll see what I can do.
KJ4HYC. I don't know if I can make it in there or not there, Chandler.
HYC, KO4WWZ. You got it for right now. Go ahead. Are you on a handy talkie?
Yeah.
All right, where you're at right now, do not move from that spot. Do not move from that spot. Go ahead and repeat your last transmission.
The only disappointment I got about the Anytone is the ABRS system that you put in that radio.
What's wrong with it?
It's a beacon system built into it. It's not a true ABRS system.
Look at that. Well, does the GPS location and all that, does that look pretty good?
Works fine, man. You turn it on and lock up, you know.
Well, I'm here at Side Guys in Easley. I think I'm going to go in and grab me some food. So I'll say 73 for now, and I'll be back on the air shortly. It's a pleasure talking to you, sir. 73, this has been KO4WWZ, and I'll be clear.
K4OIM, W4DJW. I hear you, Walt.
How you doing, Dave? I just got a radio I've had for a month. One of those 2x2 9800s. And I have been fooling with this band for a month, trying to do the program. So I just about it, Dave.
Well, Walt, it sounds fine. I can understand you. It sounds good. It sounds like you. It sounds like your voice. So, good job. It's working.
The last one I did was the sound effect to that radiation. The reason that my voice that I talk a little bit, that's a little while. It does less. I just have to time the time out. But that's I preset the radio set. So this is set for Orion. This is the authority that I'll be for you and on the side.
Okay, well, good job on the radio, and good to hear you back on the radio. Keep working. You're doing fantastic. W4DJW, clear and listening.
10-4-VWA, mobile.
Okay, 4-VWA, W4DJW. I haven't heard you on here in a while. You're staying busy. I didn't get very much of that at all. You're going through a heavy shadow. You must be moving. And you got to stand trees or something up between you and the repeater because it's pretty thick. Just a few words leak through there, not enough to really tell what you... I did hear 857D. That's about the only thing I heard. Okay, I know you transmitted, so I'll just go back to listening. Go back to the work we were talking about I was doing earlier. W4DJW. Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, I put a radio in my mom's car, and I was just checking it out. It sound okay?
Sounds like you sitting in the room with me, right here, right next to me. I got every letter of every syllable and every word.
Somebody else trying to talk to you just a minute ago, so I'll clear out and see if they can get back to you. Have a good evening, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
All right, you too, and David. Steve did double with you a little bit on that transmission, but I got what you said. Steve, try it again.
In a deep hole, I'm coming up at Lake Kiwi on Highway 11. I'm up here at the top of the hill at, not Lake Kiwi, but Lake Joe Cassie. I'm at the entrance to Devil's Fork State Park on Highway 11. So I'll be in and out as I go in and out of little holes.
Okay, well, you're on top of a ridge right now, wherever you are. You're in the sunshine. You were down in a deep shadow a little while ago, so I hear you now. Anyway, I guess you're staying busy with that four-letter word that you don't like to talk about, but you're doing a lot of lately.
Towards the Hacienda just as hard as I can go out Highway 11. How is the coverage on Highway 11? I've never really been across here with our repeater.
Well, usually when I'm coming across there after coming down off Caesar's Head, by the time I get on 11, it's clear from there all the way home.
Miles west of there.
178 on N4ZLK.
Kane, how you doing, buddy?
I just wanted to put that in there. N4ZLK. Hello, David.
Hey, Shane. I was going to call you again today and say hello, but I got busy. And time just kind of went by really fast. You know, when you're retired, time just flies.
Rub that in, aren't you? You're going to hold me to that? Me whining on the radio.
No, I just thought I'd say hello to you and see how you're doing. You know, see what was on your mind from time to time.
Hurry on. I might be in a bad spot here in a minute. Go ahead, Steve. N4ZLK.
Coming off down in a bad hole, too. I don't know how long you have me, Dave. I just passed the top of the ridge for the entrance into the park. I'm headed down into a hole now. Have you still got me?
Yeah, but it's fragile. It could break really quick, really easily, right? It's like crystal sitting on the edge of the table. It can be there 1 minute and gone the next.
In fact, I'm dropping down in a hole deep enough where I'm dropping down onto the surface of Lake Jocassee here on 11. Matter of fact, I'll be at the bottom in just a second here. How am I?
Well, that was 100% clear. So you're in there 100% now. Talk to Chandler for just a little bit while I get this email finished and sent. And I'll be back in a minute. But you were 100% copyable that time. You must have broken through a hole, a gap in the mountains. Hey, Chandler, talk to Steve. I got to get this email sent out. W4DJW.
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Well, that might last for a couple of minutes. Yeah, I'm down here past Jocassee. Now I'm coming down onto Kiwi. I'm passing, Shane, if you can hear me, I'm passing 133 Crow Creek Road on my way back that way. How close am I to 178?
Okay, you're probably between 5 and 10 miles. I'm not exactly sure. Sometimes it feels like a long drive.
Heading back towards the house. You want to get home.
So you're on Highway 11?
Here on Highway 11, just past Lake Kiwi. And, matter of fact, I'm coming up on Long Shoals Roadside Park. Well, that's just a spot on the side of the road. But I'm headed back that way, and I keep going up and down, up and down. I get in these bad holes over here.
On that, my friend. Well, let me ask you this. How close are you to Pumpkin Town?
Probably another 15 to 20 miles west of Pumpkin Town.
Well, you're pretty far out then. So I'd take it you came through Pickens County.
Pickens County, but I'll tell you what, I was over there in Oconee County, on the far end of Oconee County, and I'll pass through Pickens County on my way back to Spartanburg County, but I got to go up to Tryon tonight.
That's what you said earlier.
Is Chad gonna get that neat?
One more time, I didn't quite get you.
I was asking if Chad tells when he leaves. He gonna be up there? Are you guys still doing those Zoom classes?
Have no idea. No. We're not doing Zoom. We're actually having meetings now. They started that back about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Great, man. I'm happy about that.
To another question. W4DJW, Dave. Still in there?
Yeah, I'm still here. W4DJW. Go ahead.
The decision on our Greenville meeting, live or Zoom? And also, what about that thing on the 17th where Landon can't make it? Is there a change there?
So there's two questions there. First question, the last meeting was live. I wasn't able to go. It was at 10. Tanner's Orange, Big Orange. I don't think they call it Tanner's anymore. I think it's just Big Orange now, across from the old McAllister Square. And it did happen. I wasn't able to go because I had COVID. So as long as he doesn't say anything, I would assume that it's going to be at the same place on the 5th, because that's the first Monday of the month, unless they come back with something different. And the other question was that, me at that meeting, we're going to decide on what's going to happen on what the new date will be, because he might be able to get some of that stuff done between now and then that we were going to do on the 17th. He might be able to get some of that done sooner.
Roger. Okay, good deal. Yeah, he mentioned that he might be able to do what I call a preemptive strike.
What is happening on the 17th?
That's just repeater committee workloads, just work that we've got to get done, a whole bunch of work that the repeater committee has to get completed, and we're just assigning dates to it so we can make it happen.
Okay, I have a question for you myself, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, I'll answer if I can.
So I was talking to KD4CDA and another station, I believe it was 2 days ago, maybe, I think it was 2 days ago, and we all play instruments and stuff like that, and because I saw a comment on Facebook that amateur radio groups apparently don't do enough to make the hobby known and stuff, I was wanting to propose that the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society has a community outreach meeting outreach event with live music, food, amateur radio station set up, kind of like a weekend film day event. And, maybe we could find some local bands that wouldn't mind playing or something. We could have amateur stations set up. We could talk about the hobby. All kinds of stuff. To get more people interested in ham radio. So I was just wanting to know if that would be possible.
Yeah, that's possible. The right audience to bring that up to is the one that we'll have at the club meeting. That's on the 5th of next month, which will be the first Monday of the month. There have already been people talking about restarting up doing our mini field days. So that's probably something on the order of a mini field day. That's what it sounds like. So, yeah, I'd go to that meeting and bring that up. That's the right place to do it, the right audience.
To that, and maybe if we could reach out to, like, Fox 21, WYFF, maybe we could get some advertisement out there. Yeah, I'll definitely try and bring that up at the meeting. Is that next week?
I just pulled up the calendar. That's 2 weeks from, that's the week after this coming Monday, the next Monday after that.
Try not to let me forget to mention that, because that's important.
Yeah, I think clubs want to do some of those anyway, so that usually comes up at most meetings. When are we going to start doing that again? Because we used to do that a long time ago, but COVID shut down a lot of things. But now it's passed, so, well, it's not passed, but it's contained enough to where we can do that stuff again.
Warning, warning. Just remember, Chandler's a party hound.
Crazy.
Only on Tuesdays. Oh, no, it seems like a good idea, Chandler. You need to come on out, present that idea. And I do remember that they had that meeting at the Tanner's Big Orange, and I couldn't get down there in time because I came down and ran into a bunch of traffic on 85. Somebody had had an accident, and I gave up and went back home.
Make it this time, I want to have an eyeball queso.
Just don't know if you can handle all of my handsomeness in one dose.
And what? It's me I'm worried about. You think you can handle my presence?
Handle KB4CBA. I can handle you, bud. So, Dave, I have got... Does it matter what I mount those antennas on as far as material? It doesn't matter what I mount them on, does it?
I'm thinking no. It needs to be grounded. You know, it needs to go to the ground, the outside, with the part, if that's a diamond antenna, it's got threads that go through something metal, and that something metal goes into the ground eventually.
The mount is actually aluminum, but it does have a ground strap, and it goes into the casing, the low side of the antenna. Now, what I'm thinking about doing is I've got some 4-inch flat bar that's about 5.5, maybe 6 feet long, and it's about 1/8 inch thick, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a couple of long pieces of the same stuff cut, and I'm going to put it onto the backside of that 4-inch so that it doesn't flap in the breeze. And I'm going to weld it on there, and then I'm going to mount the diamond on the end of that, and then the other end, I'll just have a couple of capture clamps to attach it to the tower. So I don't know how much better it could be grounded, because I've got everything on the tower grounded to 2 8-foot rods driven into the ground beside the tower, along with that braided copper. It's about 1 inch wide in 2 locations.
That sounds pretty good to me. How far is that 2-meter antenna away from the tower?
And if everything works out the way I expect, it should wind up being approximately 4 feet out from the tower.
Okay, so that's half wavelength. That's good. That should be fine. We'll find out. One way or another, we'll find out. Have you ever watched K4SV, Dave, the president of the Greer Club? Have you ever watched his grounding videos on CAD welding a grounding system and how you need to have exactly one ground, right? And it needs to be the same ground for everything, and how he welds them all together and all that. Have you ever, that's just good material just to know. Have you ever watched that video?
Yep. Well, as far as my tower, I had watched a bunch of videos prior to that, and all of those videos had recommended the copper, not galvanized, but the copper grounding rods like you would use on your house, put them in the full 8-foot, and run that directly to the legs of the tower with the braid. So that's basically what I did.
Okay, well, if you watch that video, you know everything I know about grounding. Because that's the best video on grounding I've ever seen. So it ought to be fine. It ought to be great. I don't think we'll have any issues with it.
I've never been able to prove out whether my tower is well grounded enough. Recently, I did have a television get popped with lightning. nothing in my shack or my antennas was damaged. Even though it took out a TV, and what else did it take out? Something else, I don't remember what it was, but anyhow, didn't touch my equipment in any way, shape, or form, so I guess I'm okay.
When all else fails, there's still amateur radio.
So anyhow, but you don't really have to worry about it, Dave. Pretty much everything you've got is on SDR.
Well, something hit that antenna. And it came down the center wire, and the center wire would come into the SDR, and it'd probably toast it. But that's why I'm keeping the price per unit really low, so that we can, you know, insurance would cost more than to replace it, or you can replace a dozen of them for what insurance for one would cost.
That's true. That's true. You must have a high deductible.
I don't know. I just have no faith in insurance anymore, or health coverage, or any insurance, health, any of those kind of services. I'm getting to be a grumpy old man.
Geezeritis is creeping in. Be careful now.
I don't know. I keep fighting it, but it's, you know, you've got one little devil on one shoulder, an angel on the other shoulder, and, you know, which one you feed the most is the one that's winning. You know how that works, right?
Oh, yeah, but my little angel took off a long time ago. Can't handle this. No, but you know what? There are times when you do have to stand up for yourself and say, no.
That is true. That's absolutely true. It's like Chad says, somebody told him when he retired, plan your day, because if you don't, someone else will.
You're exactly right, bud. Let me tell you what. I started getting some projects going around my man cave and a few other things and a bunch of other stuff. And I actually took a 1.5-day-a-week job with a small engine guy. And, you know, just to help him get caught up. And unfortunately, that's going to probably last through about the middle of September, maybe the third week of September, and it's going to start slacking off and he gets caught up. And I'm going to be back to having some extra time. But let me tell you what, I got a pretty sizable family that will fill that void for me at the drop of a hat. All I got to do is say, you know, I haven't got anything to do on Tuesday. Oh, let me get you to do something. I've got this or I've got that.
Well, my problem is I haven't been flying in way too long. Got to go flying. It's like don't keep it pent up inside you, or when it comes out, it's going to come out all at once. You got to bleed it off a little bit of time. I haven't been flying near enough, but that's good. I made a major breakthrough today, so I got two of them running side by side, and I got numbers coming out, and I'm getting those numbers closer and closer together. And when I get them close enough together, then it'll be time to start shipping. Anyway, I'm going to get back to working on it. I got to get these numbers coming out closer. They're coming out, but they're not close enough, so I got to go hunting for some more lost time somewhere, and I'll just keep chopping away at it till I get them, you know, within a few feet of each other, and I'll be good to go.
There you go. That sounds great. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, guess what? I just remembered I was supposed to cut the grass at the field today. And it looks like it's going to be tomorrow evening before I get over there to cut the grass. I may need to call Larry and tell him when I'm going to do it. All right. Well, good enough, bud. Listen, have a good evening. And I'm going to bail on you. I'm going to see if I can't find something to eat along this road. Man, I've been driving for almost an hour, and there is nothing to eat except maybe a Zippy Mart. And I think I'll stay out of those little tomate places. So I got to find a little something to eat before I go up to this other meeting tonight. So, anyhow, with that said, have a good evening. KN4 VWA. Oh, and Chandler, I know you just want to be a party hound. Have a good evening, bud. KN4 VWA, clear.
Day before you go, W4NGU.
All right, just a second. Steve, make sure you check with Ariel, because he's bringing some student pilots up there. And make sure you're not cutting the grass while he's bringing those student pilots up there. That would be bad for both of you. Go ahead, Phil.
Dave, what YouTube video was that I tuned in late?
Just Google K4SV and grounding and on YouTube. Not Google it, but YouTube it. And I think you can find it. I'll do that too. I haven't watched it in a long time, so I'll do that too and see if I can find it. But K4SV, that's the president of the Greer Club. He's got a grounding video that is just better than anything, any other grounding video you'll ever see. Right? It's a little bit long, but it's worth it.
We'll do that tonight and get some to eat, Steve. We'll see all y'all later. W4NGU clear.
I'm getting back to work. W4DJW clear.
To put a Caesar's head, and I'm fixing to go into a bunch of holes again on the other side of it. So you better, if you got something to say, you better talk fast.
How much DMR experience do you got?
How much what experience?
DMR, digital modal radio.
Oh, I take that back. I'm proficient in FT8, FT4, and beyond that, no.
Roger that.
Hot you are with a DMR, bud.
Well, we'll get there. You got the 878, right?
I got an 878 and a 578.
Roger.
You gonna try to make it up to Tryon tonight for the meeting?
Negative.
All right, well, good enough. Y'all have fun. I'm gonna bail out of here before I really get off down in this hole over here and get scratchy on 11. Y'all have a good evening. And KN4 BWA, I'm clear.
That would have been nice if I had planned it, but I just forgot all about it. Just left the nursing home, and I'm doing 25 on 85 northbound. So you know what fun I'm having. W4, never give up, clear.
FDU, mobile and monitoring.